It's like driving a remote control car.
Oh yeah, so here, he's really funny because you can have a fart. Let's see.
That's Patrick Callalang in Mesa. He bought his Tesla 6 years ago.
My wife and I, we were expecting a baby. And so I was researching on the internet and that the Tesla was the safest car out there. So I got the Tesla just for the baby.
Since he bought the electric car, he's seen a jump in the number of people who also own one.
Probably no more than a dozen other people that have it.
And there's more than just a dozen. In fact, 7% of U.S. car owners drive an electric or hybrid. State Senator Victoria Steele of Tucson says Arizona is experiencing a wave of new electric cars.
We've been hearing about the tsunami of electric vehicles. It's coming and it's going to be here. Prepare for it. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's already arrived.
Steele has sponsored legislation that would tap into the bipartisan infrastructure law to build electric vehicle charging stations across the state.
In order to get this funding, the states have to submit a plan to the United States Department of Transportation describing how they intend to use these federal funds. That's it.
Arizona could get around $76 million for electric vehicle infrastructure, according to Steele. That helps the economy, but also the environment in reducing emissions.
Very significant amount of greenhouse gas emissions relate to transportation.
Ryan Cornell is a senior global futures scientist at Arizona State University. He says more electric vehicles on the road decreases greenhouse gas emissions, but it won't happen overnight.
It's not like you just snap your fingers and all of a sudden all those emissions go away, but there is a dramatic reduction in emissions when you go from a gasoline-powered vehicle to a electric-powered one.
According to Pew Charitable Trusts, there are around 1,300 electric vehicle charging stations around the state as of January 2020. Steele wants the millions of dollars in federal infrastructure money to increase the number of chargers in Arizona. She says it's needed here more than other states.
I'll be darned. We need that money here.
Another bill sponsored by Senator Steele would set aside $500,000 from the state's general fund for electric vehicle charging stations at state agency buildings. That bill will be considered by the full Senate in the coming weeks. Mitchell Zimmerman, Cronkite News.